This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Willard and Dibbs. It's Mark Randy, Evan Giddings in for Willard and Dibbs today on this Friday. The guys out celebrating graduations in the family and also getting an early start on Father's Day. And happy Father's Day to all the dads and father figures out there. Looking forward to seeing my dad tomorrow for Father's Day. A little bit of an early Father's Day tomorrow, not on Sunday. Looking forward to that. We're talking Giants all day so far, and we've got plenty more time for your calls and your texts on the Giants as we get ready for Giants and Dodgers. We will get back to the Giants and the Dodgers before we get out of here tonight at 6 o'clock. 888-957-9570 if you want to weigh in. Also, one of the other things Evan and I are doing today is we're giving you the opportunity to play golf with Willard and Dibbs. Because of the guys, they're broadcasting live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, June 27th. That is 2 weeks from today. And today, we're also giving away an overnight stay plus a round of golf the next morning with Willard and Dibbs at the beautiful Cache Creek Casino Resort to one lucky listener and their guest of choice. All you need to know now is keep on listening. Because in the 5 o'clock hour, we will ask you three different trivia questions about things we have said on the show. We've already said two of them. Your third and final hint to that trivia question is coming up around 5 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game. And then when the time comes later in that 5 o'clock hour, we'll tell you exactly how you can win. But for now, just keep on listening. We will get back to the Giants, Evan, in a little bit. But I know we wanted to talk about this Niners offseason vibes stuff. Ooh! Because so much coming out of Santa Clara, including Matt Barrows of The Athletic, who was on Steiny and Guru yesterday, and we will play the sound in a sec, is everybody is talking about how the vibe is entirely different around the Niners this year, right? Trent Williams said, you would not believe this was a 6-11 team last year. Diamador Lenore was on with Willard and Dibbs earlier this week, and he said, I wholeheartedly agree. This just feels different. Everybody is fired up. Trent Williams is there. Nick Bosa is there. Everybody is there for the offseason program. Kyle Shanahan talked about how last year he had to beg people to show up. Not this year. Everybody is willfully there. They're participating. Everything is great. Mostly. It seems like everything mostly is great, Evan, but there does seem to be an area where maybe things aren't quite as rosy as maybe the rest of the team feels.
You remember prom night, Mark?
I do remember prom night.
Everyone is dressed to the nines. I wore a white suit. It was pretty fly. Everyone has, I don't know, their hair done. Everyone's got, you know, everyone has been waiting for this day for the entire year. Your date looks great. You're all having a fun time. But there's always like one kid who's got a just like a pimple. And I swear, like whatever group you're in, someone just got like a pimple right in the middle of their forehead. Like it's just a bullseye and you just want to pop it. That's kind of what it feels like Brandon Ayuk is right now for the San Francisco 49ers. And I know that it's June 13th and I know vibes are high, but I want you to play this cut because it kind of shocked me. I thought that all was well in Santa Clara. I think it mostly is. And in all seriousness, I do think that this is a little concerning for me. Matt Barrows of The Athletic was on Stein and Guru yesterday, and we asked him about Aiyuk and what's going on because he was a bit active on social media. It was a couple weeks ago, and it just seemed kind of out of the blue.
Yeah.
And then he was there at training camp, and John Lynch kind of poo-pooed it yesterday. But I don't know. I thought this was a little interesting.
So here's Matt Barrows on Aiyuk, and has he been a distraction?
He hasn't been the distraction that he was last year, for sure. I mean, and I think that that's part of that theme that we identified early in the segment, that this is the opposite of last year. Is all the water under the bridge settled between the 49ers and Brandon Aiyuk from last year? I don't know about that.
Mm. That caught my attention.
Is all the water under the bridge settled between Aiyuk and the Niners? He doesn't know about that. Translation, no, he doesn't think so.
Well, I don't know if it's that he doesn't think so, but the point is that matters. Like, I would argue that the biggest reason why the Niners season spiraled in the direction it did is because there was a tone that was set in the offseason. Like, it wasn't good. It was based on injuries. It was based on contracts. It was based on distractions. Some were controllable. Yeah. Some were not controllable. But largely a distracted offseason on the heels of a Super Bowl defeat. This year, I think what's encouraged me the most about the Niners, and most people as well, it's that all of that appears to be behind them. Brock Purdy's got his contract before camp starts. Nick Bosa, who's not usually active, is at camp. Trent Williams is at camp. McCaffrey looks 100%. There's all these great stories and quips about players who have emerged, and rookies look competitive and fast, and I know they don't have pads on, but there's one guy where it doesn't feel like the past has been put behind him, and that's Brandon Aiyuk. And I thought it was very telling that Barrows just mentioned, hey, I don't know if all the water is under the bridge. And I think it's completely fair between the Niners and Aiyuk to kind of have questions about one another. And I'm curious where you fall on it.
It's difficult because, and there's one other piece of sound from Matt Barrows that I think is worth playing. And I guess before I even get into it, I should just play this as well. This was more on that same topic from Matt Barrows of The Athletic on with Steiny and Goo yesterday. Continued on Aiyuk.
You know, I do a podcast with Tim Kawakami, and one of his themes is that there's still a lot of hurt feelings over that. I mean, they tried to trade him. They looked into trading him this offseason. They couldn't because very hard to trade a guy coming off an ACL injury who's making a lot of money. But that impulse is still there, and that tells you that things still aren't great. I do think that he's coming along well from his ACL injury. I don't think they're going to risk him at the start of the season. But they're talking about that being a slight possibility, which tells you that he's ahead of schedule in his return.
Okay, first of all, I guess some good news there from an injury standpoint on Aiyuk, that maybe he's a little bit ahead of schedule, at least based on what the Niners are telling everybody publicly. But the rest of it there is, Niners not only tried to trade Aiyuk last offseason before he got paid, even as early as the draft when they ultimately picked Ricky Pearsall, but they tried to trade him again this offseason, but they found it difficult because, one, the contract, and two, the injury that he's currently rehabbing. So as you're laying out, you can see how that would frustrate Aiyuk a little bit, but I don't have time for hurt feelings. You got the money that you wanted. The injury is completely something separate, and that sucks, and you hope that he heals and that he can resume his career because he was on a really nice trajectory. But when you have not an exodus of talent necessarily, but you have a team that isn't nearly as talented as you have been in years past, throw last year aside, but you're not as talented as you were in 2023, you need everybody pulling in the same direction. And for whatever reason, if one of your key guys is not, I don't know if you have room for that on your team.
I think we're maybe like an offseason away from Aiyuk asking to be traded, because I also see it from his perspective, which is, dude, you guys tried to trade me before you even paid me. Like, you tried to get someone else to pay me. Like, you didn't want to pay me that money.
And can you blame the Niners, though?
No, I can't. But I'm looking at this from the player's perspective of, I gave you what I gave, production, second team all pro, helped to get to a Super Bowl. I thought I was just going to be given the contract that every other wide receiver who helps their team succeed was given. The Niners didn't want to give him that. And then they tried to trade him. And so then he comes back after a long, extended, unnecessarily drawn-out negotiation. Doesn't play well, tears his ACL. Damn. And then what do they do? Oh, it's, you know, BA's great. Nope, actually, we're going to try and trade you again. Like, the Niners have, for consecutive offseasons, have tried to get off of him, even before giving him his bag. And he got it, and you should be, you know, grateful and all the rest. I'm just talking about, if I was him, I would be pretty pissed. Now, I don't know if I'm not a big social media guy. I wouldn't react by posting pictures of T.O. and, you know, making all this kind of diva activity about me. But I'm saying, if I'm Brandon Ayuk, because I also think it's kind of trending in the direction of the Niners have to establish a passing game without him this year. While that's good news that he's going to come back sooner rather than later, odds are he won't be back week one.
Yeah.
So Purdy's going to have to build a rapport without all of these other receivers. And he's going to have to figure out how to win games, potentially, more than one, without Brandon Ayuk. I don't think it's crazy that if B.A. steps back into the fold, and he's not happy with the target share that he's receiving because he ain't been a part of the team, hasn't had a training camp, and has been hurt, that he's not going to be happy about it. And I don't think it's crazy that in a summer, next summer, we're in the same place we are now, only the difference is it's not just the Niners that want to trade him. It's also Brandon Ayuk that wants to be traded.
Well, I wonder if Ayuk isn't close to that already. I mean, it doesn't seem that happy. You mentioned what he put on his social media, and it was a number of things. One of them, and I think most notable to me, was him posting a picture on Instagram. I think it was to his story, not a post, but to his story, which if you're not on Instagram, that essentially means it's only up for 24 hours. But he put a picture of Terrell Owens, who was doing a workout in his own driveway, and that was back when he was a Philadelphia Eagle, and that essentially was the beginning of the end of his days as an Eagle.
That was he hosted a press conference in his driveway doing a workout.
Bunch of media members and a bunch of just random people from the area were like, oh my God, T.O.'s out there. I'm going to go and see what's up. And the picture is really funny because you see a bunch of like kids in the background, but there's also like cameras and microphones pointed at him. And he's in the middle of doing crunches on his driveway, wherever he was. I don't know if he lived in Pitts or in Philadelphia or it was elsewhere, but wherever it was when he was an Eagle, he was out there doing it. It was the beginning of the end of his time with the Eagles. He got in a feud with Andy Reid, and he played a handful of games with the Eagles that year, and then he worked his way out and became a Cowboy, and the rest is history. And maybe that's Ayuk's response, the Niners trying to trade him again, but I don't know how you interpret that to me, Evan. To me, that reads as someone who doesn't want to be where they currently are anymore, because that's what T.O. was doing. That was T.O.'s play to expedite the process of leaving there. And he ultimately left there not soon thereafter. And considering what the Niners went through last year with Ayuk and all the drama, and look, there was drama for a number of different reasons. McCaffrey also got a new deal last offseason. And we had Bosa the year prior, and even Trent Williams wanted a reworked deal. And this year you had Purdy and everything else, and you got Kittle and Warner. They all wanted more money. Those things were all handled. The Ayuk thing was not. He got the money that he wanted, and he got hurt. Yeah, that's one. I just need everybody, considering where the Niners are, to be pulling in the same direction. And maybe it's unfair for me to say, Ayuk, you're not, because he would say, well, they're not treating me the way I want to be treated. I don't care. It's a tough business. I'm getting close to a point where maybe the only reason I want Ayuk around is because I don't have enough belief in any of the other wide receivers in this room. If I had another receiver that I felt confident in, I'm getting to a point where, Brandon, I don't know if you're the right fit with this organization anymore.
Well, I think the Niners, if they had another receiver, probably wouldn't have given him the deal. I mean, that's kind of the reason why they signed him. It's because there's nobody on the horizon. At the time, I think they might have hoped that Debo could give him another year of productivity, but he was on his way out.
Yeah.
But he was on his way out no matter what. So they paid him because they didn't have a backup plan. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So that's another reason why I think the Niners are a little bit at fault for this, is because they did not prepare for a situation where Ayuk either gets traded or doesn't want to be here, or they didn't have a contingency plan for Brandon Ayuk. And while Brandon Ayuk, I think, is a very talented receiver, No one would ever argue he's a top five guy. Nor will he probably ever be a top five guy.
Probably not.
Even if he hadn't torn his ACL. So the Niners are in a difficult spot with him. And all I feel like is I enjoy the direction that this season is trending towards, because to your point, everyone's pulling on the same rope. Whether it's fair or foul, I think the only guy who's not pulling on the rope is Brandon Ayuk.
Seems that way.
And I realize that he's hurt, but his actions are telling me that he doesn't much care right now, because he feels like he's left out of all the fun or the vibes that's happening at camp. And what I would tell him is Trent Williams showed up with no guaranteed money left after this year. There are guys that are playing right now for contracts on the team. You've been handled. You've been taken care of. And if you're still worried about your stature within the organization, to me, that's just an indication that you don't want to be here anymore.
That's how I feel. I don't know, like, all right, and you laid it out well from his perspective why you could be frustrated. And, like, you can feel that way. If I was in his spot, I would probably feel that way. But you got to also understand the way that this business works. The Niners gave you the contract that you wanted. Maybe it wasn't like to the decimal point everything that you wanted, but clearly the Niners were the team that caved in. You were about to be traded, and Kyle Shanahan had to sprint upstairs to stop John Lynch from consummating that trade in order to keep you with the 49ers. And they probably signed that deal, the Niners, and were thinking, well, we're probably going to regret this. It took a lot less time than they thought it was going to take. But it's not as if the Niners never wanted you around. I mean, the fact that the negotiation went as long as it did, and they ultimately came to a consensus and got a deal done, I mean, Brandon, that shows what you mean to them and how much value you have. I don't know. I'm just struggling to really understand why he feels so slighted by the organization. And I guess you could argue chicken or the egg, like who pissed off who first. And that's a fair conversation we could have. Did the Niners want to trade Brandon because they felt that he was asking for too much? Or was Brandon Ayuk upset because the Niners didn't want to pay him what he felt they deserved? Like it could go both ways. Or was he upset because they were negotiating in trades? while negotiating a contract. Like, it, I don't know, but it's just the way this business works, and sometimes you got to eat a slice of humble pie and try to help the team out as best you can.
Well, I think the complicated part is I'm not really sure it's necessarily his issue with, like, the coaching staff. You know, like you mentioned T.O., and his problem was with Andy Reid. I don't really get the feeling that B.A.'s got a problem with, say, Shanahan. Now, Shanahan's... I think Ayuk has a problem with the front office. Like,
I mean, Shanahan's also involved in that. But.
Sure. Well, yeah, apparently he was reportedly the person that ended up saving his ass from getting traded.
Yeah.
So he probably feels... Maybe he just feels like, hey, there's only one guy in this building that wants me here, and that's Kyle Shanahan, and the rest of you guys mean nothing to me. Like, I just don't really understand at this point why you would feel the need to be a distraction. The Niners did not have a great season last year at all. It was a disaster, and they're trying to put it all behind them in hopes of reclaiming their place as top dogs in the West. And ideally, you're going to be a part of that. Like, in a perfect world, Brandon Ayuk will be a part of that. In fact, if they're going to win the division, he might have to be a big part of that. I don't know, Mark. Like, for all of the me over we type of crap and themes that last year was sort of wrapped in, it just kind of rubs me the wrong way. And I don't think Brandon Ayuk is a bad guy whatsoever, but it really irks me that he seems to be the only one that's still stuck in the past. Like, all the rest of the Niners, at least, you know, from what I can tell, appear to be focused on the future in this season. And Ayuk is the one still in his feelings about maybe or maybe not getting traded or being on the trading block. Like he feels like he's not wanted.
Yeah.
And the Niners they got to figure out whether they want him. Like, again, you never want to be the kid at prom that's got the pimple on his face. And right now, B.A.'s the guy.
I think we're really, really close to the Niners being like, yeah, we don't want this guy. And I don't think it has, obviously a lot of it is going to be the contract. And, you know, right now some of it is also the injury. And if they found someone who was willing to take that risk, and it's unfortunate for Brandon because of the injury, and it's not just as simple as a normal ACL. He had a really, really bad knee injury, and you expect him to be able to come back and be, you know, close to what he was, but there's no guarantee that he has a continued.
Close to what he was 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
I mean, he wasn't very good last year, even when he was on the field.
No, and he got some hell for that, as I think he rightly deserved, because he didn't show up until right before the season began. So that's unfortunate. But I think we're getting to a point, Evan, where if this, you know, I don't think pouting is the right word, but clear unhappiness towards his current situation and making that publicly known. If that continues, I think the Niners are going to get to a point where they say contract be damned, injury be damned. That's to the side. I just don't want this dude on this team anymore, considering what everything else has been. Like, I don't think we're that far from that. And honestly, as a fan of the team, again, watching what last year was, and watching what this offseason has been, which has been so refreshing, I'm right there with him. Like, I don't want this distraction anymore. It has been a distraction for over a year, and I'm sick of it as a fan of the team. Everything else feels nice and new and smooth and good vibes, and Juszczyk took a pay cut and then came back. And
well, he had no choice.
I mean, what choice does Ayuk have? Like, play on the football team. Like, I mean... I don't know. I'm tired of the distraction, considering what last year was. Well, everything else seems to be so smooth, and we have this one area that seems a little prickly still.
Do you think Ayuk's a diva?
He's showcasing some diva tendencies. I'll put it that way.
What? How many other receivers in the league would you
there's a lot.
Describe as divas?
A lot of them. A lot. Most of the really good ones are.
I agree. Like, A.J. Brown, diva. Tyreek Hill,
diva.
Diva. Stephon Diggs.
Diva.
Diva.
Very big diva.
Now, he's a little bit different. I think he's beyond his peak, but at his peak, he was one of the best receivers in football.
And was a diva then, too.
You're not good enough to be a diva. Like, Brandon Ayuk is not good enough to be a diva wide receiver. And I don't really want to put him there yet, because as of 2 years ago, he was he was an incredible teammate, and he was the most willing blocker, and he seemed like almost, I don't want to say the consummate professional, but he seemed closer to that, than the guy he is now. But he is fastly approaching diva territory, and he's not good enough to be a diva wide receiver.
Yeah, you're Justin Jefferson, you're Jamar Chase, who held out and got big, big, big money.
Like, you can be that.
You can do that. CeeDee Lamb, similar.
Exactly. All of those other receivers that we're talking about, A.J. Brown's reading a book on the sideline. Like, I hate it. Well, actually, I think it's kind of cool. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't...
Feuding with his quarterback throughout the season last year, and they won the Super Bowl.
He's talking crap about him in the offseason, and it's like, I get it, but at the same time, at his best, he's first-team All-Pro.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown will go out and get you 1,500 yards and 15 touchdowns and help you win a Super Bowl. I can't necessarily say the same about Brandon Ayuk, because even when he's been in the playoffs, he hasn't really been a massive part outside of one catch off the helmet of a defensive back for me to say that he's been a game changer. Like, he is not good enough in my eyes to be approaching this diva territory, and that's the dangerous part about it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a thing that the Niners are weighing. Like, it's how much of the, I don't know if you want to call it diva tendencies, how much of the distraction are you willing to put up with? And it's the same for every person in every job and every walk of life. If you are amazing at what you do, your employer will put up with more other stuff. And if you're not quite as good as someone else, then you're not going to be afforded the same rope. Maybe it's not fair, but that's the way the world works. And if you are showing those kind of distracting tendencies that hurt a football team, like, this isn't just like, show up late to a practice. This is like your actions having a direct impact on the way the team plays and feels, and you're not holding up your end of the bargain with insane play, then the team is going to say, all right, this is a losing proposition, and we're going to try to move off of you. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, and to me, when I hear that the water isn't necessarily under the bridge between the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk, it just immediately kind of makes me go, huh, like, I thought that we were past all of that. And I think the Niners, most of their news from camp has been nothing but glowing. You know, who knows? And I think Robert Saleh had one of the funniest quotes of the week, basically saying, we'll see when we put on training pads. But, like, I don't know. I just don't want this Ayuk thing to linger the way that it did all of last summer when he's not even in a contract negotiation.
And he's not even going to play probably for, like, the first month of the year.
Yeah.
At least. So, yeah, I don't know. Jonathan, I see you on hold. We'll get to you when we come back. We'll take a quick break. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We'll continue that conversation. Plus, we got to talk about Kevin Durant for a little bit as well, and we will get back to the Giants as they get set to take on the Dodgers coming up later on today. First Giants-Dodgers series of the year. Again, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. It's Willard and Dibbs, Evan and Grandy with you. More next on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.